Okay, today we are going to be learning Simen Kuf Yud Dalet Siftes. We'll finish up Simen Kuf Yud Dalet and also do Simen Kuf Tes Vav. We're going to talk about saying Morid Atal or Mashiv HaRuach 90 times in order to change one's habit. And we're also going to talk about the bracha of Atachonin LaAdam Das. So let's begin with Kuf Yud Dalet Siftes as the Mechaber. Im biyom rishon shel pesach omer berkas ata gibor ad morid atal tishim pa'amim kineged shloshim yom sheomer oso shalosh pa'amim b'chol yom. If on the first day of Pesach 90 times you say ata gibor through the words morid atal, and that would correspond to the 3 times 30 recitations of the first 30 days in the summer season, so then mishom va'ilach emeno zocher. From then on, after those 90 times, if you have a suffix, whether, maybe I incorrectly said Mashiv HaRuach u'Morid HaGeshem instead of Morid Atal, so your presumption changes. We assume that you said Morid Atal, and you would not have to return and repeat Shmona Esrei. Comments the Rama, V'chein L'didon. Likewise for Bnei Ashkenaz, im Omar ad mechalkel chayim, below Mashiv HaRuach u'Morid HaGeshem. You start with Ata Gibor, you go all the way through mechalkel chayim. You don't say Mashiv HaRuach u'Morid HaGeshem, you omit it. Shemazgirin b'imos ha-geshamim, which you were saying during the rainy season. V'chein, im Omar b'shmini atzeres, tishim pa'amim Ata Gibor ad Morid HaGeshem. If on shmini atzeres, you say Ata Gibor all the way through Mashiv HaRuach u'Morid HaGeshem 90 times, so then if a suffix arises, we say again that we assume your habit has changed and you acted properly. You would not have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Do these 90 recitations have to be one after the other? They have to be Birit Sifus? Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, footnote 49, that no. You just have to be 90 times, but it doesn't have to be immediately one after the other. When the Mechaber says we should start from Ata Gibor, does everybody agree with that? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamites, Birkas Ata Gibor, V'sefer, Shulchan Shlomo, Kosav, the Yaschil, Men Mechai Meisim Ata, V'lo Men Ata Gibor. You shouldn't start from the words Ata Gibor. Rather, you should start from Mechai Meisim Ata. Shalo Yomar Hashem Levatala. You do that so that you don't say Shem Hashem for no reason. V'im Yavol Lushanos Hazgaras Hashem. If you'll tell me that there's a good alternative, why don't you say Hashem instead of the actual pronunciation? So then Nechosh Sheyavo Lishano Sacharkach Mepnei Hahergel Gam Betfila. Then we have to be concerned that you're going to also change up the pronunciation. You might say Hashem instead of the actual pronunciation during a real tefila, and that would not be good. So we don't want you to change up the pronunciation. Instead, don't start from Ata Gibor. Just avoid the avoid Shem Hashem and start from Mechayim Meisim Ata. Mishnah Brura Mem Ad Morid Atal. What does that mean? Ad Morid Atal, until Morid Atal. V'ad Bechlal, including Morid Atal. You have to say the words, of course, Morid Atal. V'hainu Levni Svarat. Shenagin Lahaz Ketal B'Mosachama. This is for Svaratim who say Morid Atal during the summer. U'Ledidon for Bnei Ashkenaz Ad Mechal Kalchaim V'ad Bechlal. Then you have to say the words Mechal Kalchaim, and that's it. U'Chedila Kamar V'Haga, as the Rabbah explains. V'tam Kol Zeh. The reason for all of this is that when you do it 90 times, so you change your habit, and you will have been presumed to act in accordance with the halacha. So al kain hu hadin le'inyan she'ilo. So therefore, the same applies to the bakasha that you make in Birkas Hashanim. Im amar tishim pa'amim Birkas Hashanim adachar tevas v'sein bracha b'yemos hachama o adachar tevas v'sein talamater b'yemos hageshami. If you say Birkas Hashanim 90 times through the words v'sein bracha during the summer or through the words v'sein talamater during the winter, then that would be sufficient, and we would assume that your habit has changed. V'lo yaskel mitchilas barich aleinu. However, you should not start from the very beginning of the bracha. Rak mivez kol minei suvu'asa v'chulei. You should start from the middle of the bracha. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Mem Aleph. How many times do you have to actually do this? So it seems from the Shulchan Aruch, it's a tishim pa'amim. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes an opinion that requires even more. V'chuv eschas m'sofer chelik orachayim semen chaf. Mora uba lechatchila la'omro mea pa'amim ve'echad. Chasim Sofer says that one should be saying it 101 times. Amnon b'di eved misha amar rak tishim pa'amim in b'yadinu lifsok sh'yaksov yispala neged psaka Shulchan Aruch. However, if b'di eved you only did it 90 times like the Shulchan Aruch, then we would not be able to say, you know, b'di eved, oh, that wasn't enough. Certainly 90 would be enough. However, Lechatchila 101 is even better, according to the Chasam Sofer. Mishnah Brura Membeis Hareu Vechulei De'im Horgal B'Lashono Kesha Omer B'Befuzarin. If you've changed their habit, if you're accustomed to saying, let's say, Morid Atal during the summer, or Mashav Racha Morid Agashem during the winter, and you're accustomed to doing it B'Mefuzarin, even when you're saying these phrases in isolation, so Kal Vachomer B'Retzufin. So how much the more so will we be confident that you'll say it when you're saying it in the flow of the actual davening? The Chasav B'Shari Tshuva, Shari Tshuva adds, Sheim Hirgal Atzmo Mem Hei Pa'amim, if you did it 45 times, Sheim Keneged Chamisha Asar Yom, that corresponds to 15 days worth of tefillos. So then Misha Avru Acharka Chamisha Yomim Chazaka Sha'amer Kahogan. So then if you wait 15 more days, so then the Chazaka changes. So he's saying you don't have to do 90, you can split. You can do some of these recitations, and then some days. You can do a combo. It just has to equal 90 at the end of the day. Okay. Good. Adkan. Oh no. Let's continue. Let's continue here. Mem Gimel Am Nachal Kal Chaim V'Ad Bichlal. So the Rama is saying that during the summer. Instead, we don't say Morid Atal, so instead you go through Mechal Kol Chaim, you have to say the words Mechal Kol Chaim. Vim kein yisrag al-shon, olom ha-rav lo-hoshia, Mechal Kol Chaim. You'll have been accustomed to saying those words together without saying Mashav HaRuach in between. V'yash cholkin al-ha-ramah b'zeh, however, there are those who disagree with the Ramah. V'nachol nachosh l'chadchila, sh'lo l'asos kein l'smochal zeh, kein kasav b'derech ha-chaim. Derech ha-chaim says that l'chadchila, one should not rely on the Ramah, that you can do Rav Lehoshia Mechal Kol Chaim during the summer and thereby change your habit. The reasoning why is because it's not exactly the same. The Shalah explains that to say something additional, that we would say that you've now changed your habit. But to not say something that you're not supposed to say, that we wouldn't say you changed your habit. That's more of a Sheva Al Tase. To do a Kumvese, to say more words, that we would say. That we would be good with. But to do a Sheva Atasa and not say the words that you're not supposed to say, that we're not so sure it's going to change your habit. So says the Derech HaChaim. However, V'chai Adam lo mash makin chai Adam seems like you can rely on the Ramah. Memdalid ad Morid HaGeshem v'ad b'chlal. Again, you have to say the words Morid HaGeshem. If you're doing so in the winter, you're doing Mechal Kol Chaim through Mash B'Rach Morid HaGeshem, you have to say Morid HaGeshem as well. Ad kan, the halachos of Mashav Ruach Amorin HaGashem in Simen Kuf Yudalit. Let's now begin Simen Kuf Hezvav. Says the Mechaber, once if, Mepnei Shemosar Ha'adam in HaBehima Hi Habina V'Haseichal, since man's advantage or over the animal kingdom is that man has understanding and intellect, Kavu Berkas Atachonin Rosh La'im Tzavios. So therefore Chazal established Atachonin La'adam Das as the first of the middle brachos of the bakashos. Shem ein bina, ein tefila. If you don't have the intellect, if you don't have wisdom, you're not going to be able to daven. An animal cannot daven. The reason why a human being can daven is because of his intellect. So that's why we daven for that right away. Says the Mishnah Brura, it gives some alternative explanations as to why we order the brachos the way that we do. So the Mishnah Brura says, Otam al Seder HaBrachos, Kasav B'Sefer Seder HaYom. Seder HaYom gives some alternative explanations. Atachonin Rishona She'ila Sachachma Ve'adas Ba'adam. First you say Atachonin, and you ask for wisdom and for intelligence. De'belav Hachi Tov Mimenu HaNofel. Without wisdom and intelligence, so, you know, we don't have anything in this world. V'lachin tzarech l'chavin b'karoi. You have to have proper kavana during this bracha. Sheze ikar hasheila. This is the essential. This is the primary request. Shetzarech ha'adam lishol me'isa borei yisbarach. That a person asks of Hashem. Yiten no seichel v'das yashar. That Hashem should give him wisdom and good thought. Lim os bera v'livchor betov. To reject the bad and to choose the good. The Birkei Yosef points out also that we want to say Atachonin before we say Hashivenu and Slach Lanu, because the Gemara says we don't have mercy on someone who lacks Das. It's only if the person has Das, then we have mercy on him. So when we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have mercy on us, we first have to have Das. Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Chesam Ad Aleph, this is in footnote 2, points out that if you forget your learning, it's good to elongate this bracha. We'll learn in a couple simanim about what it means to elongate the bracha. But Rashi says to take advantage of this bracha if you need assistance in remembering your learning. Next comes Hashivenu. Back in the Mishnah Berurah, Hashivenu la'achar hadas. You say Hashivenu avinu l'sarsecha, tshuva, after asking for wisdom. Ki mitoch hadas, once you have wisdom, nosei libo al cheto. So then you're going to reflect on sins of your past. The kavanas habracha hazos, the intent of the bracha of Hashivenu is levakei shmeis Hashem yizbarach shayachnia v'yashbel geus yitzro. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he quell the haughtiness of your yetzer, of your desires. Slach lanu achar tshuva. You say slach lanu. You ask for forgiveness after asking for tshuva. Tzarech shiyale alibo hachatoim ha'apshoim be'atzmam. You should contemplate the sins themselves that you require forgiveness for. Rifo'inu is next. So we ask Hashem for health. Why do we do Rifo'inu after Geula first? Rifo'inu is not next. First we do Geula and then Rifo'inu. Rifua achar ha-Geula, why? Shekol zman sha'adam mitzar, as long as you're in distress, eino omin me'al cholyo. You're not going to be able to feel healthy. You first need to have mental calmness. You need to relax or to have yishuv hadas in order to feel better physically. What's the real intent of Rifo'inu? We're asking Hashem that he should heal us. Why? So we can be healthy to study Torah and to observe all of Hashem's mitzvos. Birkas parnasa achar refua. We ask for sustenance after asking for health. Why? When a person is sick, so he doesn't care so much about his sustenance. He doesn't really want to eat. He's not so interested. Aval achar shenisra, and he doesn't have the energy to go out and make a living. Aval achar shenisra pe mevakish achar panososo lachzor ulahavri gufo venafsho. After he has been healed, so he asks for parnasa, he asks for sustenance to be able to keep his body strong and his nefesh strong. V'tzarech lachavin sheyazmin lanu Hashem yizbarach parnaseinu. Should have the kavana that Hashem should give us our sustenance with ease and not with too much pain, and in a permitted way, not a prohibited way. Okay, so ad kan for the Seder HaBrachos we're going to talk about from the Seder Hayom. Now we're going to speak about why we do Havdalah in Atachonin L'Adam Das. V'hadim Avdilin B'vracha Zo. Why do we make Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos in Atachonin? L'fi Shehu Chachma She'ha'adam Avdil Bein Dover L'Dover. Because it's a product, a manifestation of wisdom, man's ability to distinguish between two things. L'kach Kiva'u B'Virkas HaChachma, and that's why Chazal put it as part of this bracha. V'remez L'Dover, we have an allusion to this. Bina Rashi Tevos. What is the abbreviation of Bina, or the Bisamim Yain Ner Havdalah? So you have all four components in the word Bina. Kasuv Batur. So the Tur writes, Mashateknu Lomar Avinu Bebirkas Hashivinu Uvislachlanu Mashainkin Mishar Brachos. So you have an interesting quirk that we say the word Avinu specifically when we ask Hashem for tshuva and for slicha. Why do we do that? Hainu Taima Sha'anu Mazkirin Lefanav Sheha'av Chayav Lelamin Al Imbino. Number one, a father is obligated to learn with his son. So that's why Hashivinu Avinu Lisora Secha. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach us. So we mention Avinu, we allude to Hashem's status as our father, so that we can ask him to teach us. Uvislach lanu mishum dechsiv yashov al Hashem v'racham mehu. That we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his rachamim, for his mercy, his compassion, al kenanu mazgir in racham ha'av al aben. And the father has compassion for his son, so we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to treat us like his children when we ask him for compassion. There is a machlokas about the text of Atachonin. Should you say Choneinu or Vichoneinu? Should the Vichoneinu continue from the previous phrase, or do you say Choneinu as a new phrase? And maybe you should say Choneinu mipnei shehu haschala babakasha, because that's when you're actually beginning to ask Hashem for something. So before you are praising Hashem or saying that you are the source of chachma, ata chonin adam das, right? And now you're saying Choneinu mi'itcha de'abina v'haskel. You're asking for the bakasha. you're asking for you know, you're starting the bakasha. V'yesh omim shetzarech lomar v'chaninu ayin sham. Others say no, it should all be one thought, one idea, that it continues into v'chaninu, and everybody would agree that on Motzei Shabbos certainly say v'chaninu. That's what in footnote 7 quotes from the Mishnah Berurah Reish Tzadi Dalid, that we say v'chaninu on Motzei Shabbos. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Tomorrow we will... Actually, hold on, one more thing. We forgot during Slach Lanu, so I wanted to point out the Makor Chai. Footnote 3 says during this bracha, we strike our chests at Chatanu and Pashanu when we're doing the vidui of admitting our sins. It was interesting, I saw they quoted in footnote 3 also, that some have the practice not to do this on days when there's no Tachanun, because you don't do vidui on days when there's no Tachanun. So Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't strike his chest on days when there was no Tachanun. I hadn't heard of that before. The Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Torah Sabayis, he says that if you recall a sin that you violated, it's fresh for you, so you should accept upon yourself during this bracha that you're going to be misakin, that you're going to address that sin. That's a kavana you should have during the bracha of Slach Lanu. Okay, wish everybody a great day, and tomorrow we'll continue with Simon Kuf Tezayin versus Hashem.